This is Texas Public Radio's Shelley Koffler. Texas health officials say we're better prepared this year than last to protect against the Zika virus and the mosquitoes that spread it. But additional federal money would help, and the state's two U.S. senators are trying to loosen some purse strings. In a letter to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz note that Congress appropriated more than $1 billion last fall to prevent the transmission of Zika and to respond to outbreaks. They say about 13% of that money, $144 million, has not been spent. And they want to know how much of that remaining money might be available for Texas. The Texas Department of State Health Services says in 2016 and this year, the Lone Star State has received $29 million in federal money for its fight against Zika. The dollars have been used to educate the public about the virus and to control mosquitoes. It's been used to test pregnant women whose babies can develop brain damage if the mothers are exposed to Zika. Chris Van Dusen with State Health Services says additional money would allow Texas to better prevent an outbreak.
Just doing more active surveillance, going into communities, going into healthcare providers, and, you know, essentially doing more Zika testing just to kind of, again, increase the likelihood we're going to find Zika if and when it really does show up.
Van Dusen says the state knows of 10 babies with birth defects who've been born to mothers with Zika in the past year. Three of those babies tested positive for the virus and had microcephaly, which affects brain development. Recently, health officials began urging all pregnant women in six Texas border counties to be tested for Zika. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.